Hey, it's Tim Doctor alongside Ray Bentley on 107.3 WBBL-FM. It's time for another Ferris Friday presented by the National Guard. This week, a little change of pace. Head coach of the Ferris State Bulldogs men's hockey team, Bob Daniels. Bob, how you doing?
I'm doing terrific, thank you.
I would be too, Bob. Bumped up to number 19 in the national rankings. You guys are 5-2 overall, 2-0 in conference play. How is this new conference treating you?
So far so good. We're early into it, and for myself, I really enjoy this because, you know, I've coached here for 22 years, and you know what? For me, this is exciting. It's different for me, and not that I didn't appreciate being part of the CCHA, but you know what? Change sometimes is good, and it's been good for us, and this weekend will really start to give us a feel for where we kind of are going to settle in this new conference, at least for this season.
Bob Daniels, the coach of the Ferris State Bulldog hockey team. Hey, Bob, where's the strength of your team at right now?
Well, you know, and we thought coming into the season it would be on defense and goaltending, and that has been the case. C.J. Mott, he's 5-0 on the year. He's played very well for us. On defense, we returned an awful lot of talent from the previous couple years. And so, you know, the real question mark coming into the year is where was the goal scoring going to come from? And right now it appears we've got a senior class led by Garrett Thompson that has really seemed to turn the corner. It's Garrett Thompson and Justin DiMartino are giving us that scoring punch that, you know, quite honestly, when the season started, we weren't sure where it was going to come from. And then another source of offense has been our freshman led by Kyle Shemp. But again, you know, you can't count on that when the season started. But I'm watching some of our freshmen transition to college hockey and really make a difference right from the start.
Bob, you got a big weekend coming up. I know this name might strike fear to the heart of any good hockey fan. Bemidji State coming to town. They are 3-1 and lead your conference or division. What's going on with this team? What are you going to see?
Well, you know what? They're very similar to us in so many ways. First of all, their school, the size of the school. They're located in northern Minnesota. They're only a couple years removed themselves from a Frozen Four appearance. So, you know, in many ways, they're like our program. And I look at their team on tape right now. It's been a few years since we've played them, but I look at their team on tape, and I see a lot of talent there. And I would think that, you know, as the season progresses, the two of us are going to find ourselves very, very comparable in the standings. But what's interesting, you know, there's a lot of people out in Bemidji, Minnesota, saying, "Who's Ferris State?" Mm-hmm. And so it's very similar to what our people are going through now. But what they're going to see is a really good hockey team, you know, when they come to the rink on Friday night.
Hey, you got a former Bulldog up in the NHL playing for the Calgary Flames, Chad Billings. What's going on with that young man?
Boy, isn't he something? And, you know, a year removed from us, and then last year playing for Jeff Blashill and the Grand Rapids Griffins. And then, you know, this year I know he would love to stay with Grand Rapids, but he wanted an opportunity to make it to the NHL, felt his best option would be with Calgary, and it looks like he made a good decision. I know that he, in his second shift in the NHL, he got an assist. So it looks to me, you know, boy, I hope that he can stick up there because I think, you know, he is an NHL caliber player. We also had another defenseman just recalled by the Winnipeg Jets, Zach Redmond. And I don't know if your listeners know this, but a year ago he had cut the artery in his leg and almost didn't make it. You know, I mean, he almost died on the ice in a practice. And he's rebounded and come all the way to the point now where he's been recalled by the Jets. So, you know, we're thrilled, one, that he's healthy, and number two, that he's fought his way back to the National Hockey League.
Well, good for him. That's a great story. Bob, last thing I got for you, I know you play Friday and Saturday night. Does that second game get a little more chippy than the first one, a little payback time? How's that go?
You know what? It's so tough to win in college hockey back-to-back nights. It doesn't get chippy, but you know, the team that wins on Friday, obviously you feel good about it. The team that loses, you spend a whole day stewing over it. You know, as coaches do, you know, you get after the kids a bit, and they come out, and no one wants to be swept. And it's one of the hardest things to do, though, in college hockey is to sweep a weekend series, especially when the two teams are fairly equal. So I don't think it really gets chippy that second game. The team that has lost the night before always seems to have a bit of an edge.
Bob Daniels, head coach for the Ferris State Bulldogs hockey. I got one more for you. I was just thinking of this. We're talking a lot about the bullying situation down in the Miami Dolphins. You know, there was a situation a week ago where Emery, the goalie for the Flyers, comes down the ice. There's a full-scale brawl on the ice, and he goes after the Capitals goalie and basically says, "I'm coming for you. Defend yourself." And the other goalie wanted nothing to do with him. That was the first time I remember looking at a hockey fight going, I don't feel good about this. Did you see that one? What was your reaction to it?
You know what? I didn't see it. I've seen those type of situations before. Thankfully, they're getting fewer and farther between. You know, there's nothing positive that can really come out of that, especially with the goalkeepers. You know, they're so heavily padded, but yet all of a sudden the mask comes off. It's very hard to be very mobile in the goalie equipment, and the chances of falling down and really doing some serious damage, not with the fight itself, but when your head's unprotected, you'd fall on the ice. It's like falling on cement. And I'm guessing, too, the coaches, I know as a coach and GMs, they don't want to see that either. So, you know, that's the great thing and what I like about college hockey. There's rarely, if at all, you would see a fight throughout the whole season. I bet you last year we didn't have one fighting penalty all year. And why it's still physical, why it's still tough, there's ways to play the game without having that be a component of it.
This has been a Ferris Friday here, presented by the National Guard. We appreciate it. Bob Daniels, head coach for the Bulldogs hockey team. And now we're going to talk with the women's volleyball coach, Coach Tia Brandel-William. Tia, how you doing?
I'm doing great up here.
Currently, you're at, 18? You've been there 18 seasons with the Bulldogs?
18 years, yeah, really long time.
Yeah, that's awesome. Now, you guys are finishing up the season this year. I know senior night's coming up, your last couple of games. How has the season gone for you? I know you're 11-3 in conference play.
It's going well. We, you know, you always like to be undefeated, right? You hate those losses.
Sure.
But, you know, we gain a lot from them. We learn a lot and, you know, get better. So we're one of the top 25 teams in the country. We've got a great conference. We're competing hard. So it's a good year.
You've led FSU to 8 NCAA appearances, including 6 of the last 9 years. You're on a roll. A lot of that's got to come down to some pretty good judge of talent as you recruit around West Michigan and the state. How's that working for you?
You know, it's great. Most all of our kids are from the state of Michigan. You know, there's a lot of great volleyball in the state, and we're just, you know, we're lucky to get some of the top players to be able to come into our program here.
And you have your senior day coming up here. Talk about the seniors on this squad.
We have two seniors. They're both fifth-year seniors. And we have a middle hitter, Angie Kent. She's from Lansing and just, you know, really dynamic, athletic kid, works really hard. And then we have Brandy Marin, who's from Hopkins. And she is a great athlete. She's a libero and, you know, just a great defensive player. Really allows us to do a lot with the team.
It's a Ferris Friday here on Dr. and Bentley, presented by the National Guard. Head volleyball coach, Coach Tia Brandel-William. Yeah, Tia, I got to break your heart. I got a 13-year-old. She just turned 13. She's 6'1". She's explosive, and she doesn't want to do volleyball. How do I talk her back into it? She's all about swimming.
Oh, goodness. Swimming is a great developing sport for volleyball because it strengthens the shoulders. But, you know, just have her just try it. It's a great sport. It's so much fun.
Tournament time coming up. What are your prospects there?
Well, you know, you just got to take each game as it comes. I think we'll make it into the tournament and just play hard and hopefully go far.
That's the voice of Coach Tia Brandel-William of the Lady Bulldogs up at Ferris State. We appreciate talking with you, and best of luck to the Lady Bulldogs.
All right. Thank you.